Let's go to Jay in New Mexico. Jay, welcome to Ask the Law.
Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
How are you all doing today?
Oh, we're doing good, sir. Welcome on board. Your question.
I have a question for the sergeant.
Sure.
Sergeant, for example, I run from El Paso to Amarillo, Texas, three times, sometimes four times a week.
Okay.
My question is this. If I leave, like, for example, 9 o'clock at night or 10 o'clock at night, I do my pre-trip and go ahead and run. Now, my safety officer is saying that once I cross midnight, I have to physically stop and open up, close my book and open up another one for that following day. Is that true?
That's a very good question. God, I like that question.
You have to update your logbook whenever you have a change of duty status. So if you're in a driving status going through midnight, no, mm-hmm. you wouldn't have to start a new day on that log until you stop, go to an on-duty not driving status or an off-duty status. Once you start driving again, though, you have to have that log caught up to that point.
I understand. And this is the point. See, I've been doing this 33 years, mm-hmm. and I argue with him, you know, as long as if I can stop within 5 minutes just to kick around and kick the tires and make the equipment is okay, now I can flag it. But
right.
As far as actually physically to stop and then close my book and open up another one for that next day, I said, I don't think so. But I said, I sent RJ an email, and I never got an answer on it. I sent it twice. My wife did. I never got an answer on it. And yesterday I waited, and I couldn't get in because I thought I was right. You know, I can follow through midnight all the way through where I'm going, and then you physically shut it down and go to sleep.
Hmm. Yeah, I'll put it this way. If you're driving at 11:55 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
and then you're driving at 12:05 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
without a stop, you don't have mm-hmm. to update your logbook until you stop.
Exactly.
Okay. Once you stop or change duty status, then at that point, you have to bring it up to that point.
All right. Sorry, number one, do you remember when you sent that email?
A month and a half ago.
I apologize. I don't know. If now, we had some emails, by the way, that somebody sent to us that didn't have the proper email coming back to them.
Yeah, that's one of the big concerns, right, RJ? Is that you will get drivers that will send you email, but, you know, they're asking you to respond back to an address that may be wrong.
Yes. Okay. Now, if I may make this suggestion, if you trust me, put your phone number there.
That's not a problem.
And if the email comes back, then I will call you on the phone.
Okay.
And say, we got a problem. Second thing.
Not collect, right?
Right. No, I won't call collect.
Okay, good.
Sergeant Jim, question. If at midnight you're supposed to be able to put down the amount of miles you drove in that period, should the driver jot down the mileage at midnight somewhere on a piece of paper to be put on the logbook the next time he does a change of duty status?
Yeah, my suggestion would be just to do like I do for my personal records at work, is I keep a little daily memo just to write those little things in it so that when it comes time to do the official form, I've got that data available.
He's good to go.
Well, sir, gentlemen, I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Jay. Great question.
Thank you for stopping every once in a while, bumping your tires.
Very good. Thank you, man.